Yes, with the traditional Thanksgiving music. Well, Thanksgiving's not till tomorrow, so.
That's right. All right.
I thought maybe somebody would react to that. Anyway, with the traditional Thanksgiving music in the background, it's time for the Phil Henry Show. What's everybody looking at me like I'm dead for?
I don't know. Is that a cue or is that...
Yes.
I didn't expect the thing to be...
We thought maybe there'd be... and now here's Phil Henry, something like that.
Well, that's what I said.
I know, but I'm sorry. Welcome to our show. It is the day before Thanksgiving. That passes for traditional Thanksgiving music here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Now, today, in anticipation of our annual Fresh and Frozen show... What, bud?
I think you're making a big mistake. Yeah.
I agree.
Why?
Because I think my understanding is... He has consulted an attorney.
You gotta be kidding me.
Are you kidding? For what?
Because he wants to make sure that he's not monkeyed up, you know.
Oh, this thing with the monkeyed up, it really...
What does that mean?
He's not monkeyed up, but he wants to make sure that he's not turned into...
A chimpanzee.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be monkeyed up or be turned into a chimp. We're talking about Bob Green, and we're going to be doing the traditional... a Frozen or Fresh show that we do every year. This is a show that aired originally back in the early 2000s on our national radio show, and we do it every year on Thanksgiving, and it's a lot of fun. And now you say that Bob is consulting an attorney.
May I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Even though I don't need to ask permission from you, but...
Well, I mean, I had the information.
I happen to be married to the attorney.
Oh, yes, right.
Yeah. Frank is representing Bob Green in case...
Okay, in case what?
In case he's made to look, and Frank has the legal term, and we'll talk to him in a moment, but in case Bob needs an attorney.
I don't even have to have Bob Green on the show if this is what it's going to turn into.
No, it's fine, Phil. He just wants to be protected because he feels down through the years his reputation has suffered.
As a result of this Frozen or Fresh show?
As the result of the Frozen or Fresh show, yes.
All right. We do have Bob Green on the line from Bob Green's Meats and Greens. First of all, Bob, congratulations. You're back on X, huh?
Yeah, I am, Phil. We got the X account from, and I want to thank you, General Shaw.
Absolutely.
General Shaw gave up his X account.
What are you talking about?
General, you didn't hear about it, huh?
And are you guys talking to me? Or?
Hold on. You didn't hear about it?
No.
I gave up my X account. I gave it over to Bob.
Yeah, but I got contact from General Shaw who wanted to return the account to me. It's not my account to return.
Are you guys talking to me? Or?
I'm sorry, Bob. So you see what I'm saying?
I don't understand.
In other words, Bud, General Shaw is gone from X, and Bob Green has the account.
Yeah, I've got the account. Sorry, Bob.
And so he took that over this week.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, Bob, go ahead. I have the account.
I'm sorry, Bob. We were trying to bring Bud Dickman up to speed on this.
But I got a guy over here right now.
Bob, we're on the air.
Oh, sorry. I feel that I need a little bit more of an online presence, and so I do want to thank you, General Shaw, for giving me that.
Now, have you been, what do they call, tweeting?
Well, it's X, so I get to, what do you call it, Mr. Henry? You call it something like exhale? Or?
I called it exhale, explain. You're tweeting, you're posting.
Right. And I did post about the Bob Green's Fresh or Frozen. So we're all over that like white on rice. Again, I thank General Shaw. So are we done talking about that? So I can.
Yeah, we are. So I hear that you've hired Frank Gray. What's this about?
Okay, Phil, it's nothing against you. I want to make sure, though, that the Bob Green's Meats and Greens does not suffer from bad publicity or from bad imaging because it is Fresh or Frozen. Now, as I said, down through the years, and you've heard me say this more than once, the holiday season is for a grocer. It's you just bite the towel and you get through it.
Now, you've talked this way for a long time. It's almost like you don't enjoy your job.
Ms. Ray, don't tempt me, because I might have just said something bad. I do enjoy my job.
What do you mean, something bad?
Well, she says it's almost as if you don't enjoy your job, and I might, on certain days, maybe I don't. But overall, yes, I do. I do enjoy my job. But around the holiday season, when you have some guy walk up to you and say, hey, can you tell me where the gravy is? you just think of, okay, bite the towel, bite it, bite down. I'm sorry. Here it comes. This is why I got Mr. Gray.
All right, you hired my husband, Frank Gray, because you feel there's an image problem resulting from your appearances with the Fresh or Frozen.
Yes, that's right, Ms. Gray. But I also hired Frank because when I talk about biting a towel, I hear Henry here. And
Henry?
Okay, Phil. I mean, if you're going to be my friend, I'll give you a first name. But if you're talking, you're sitting there. When I say I got to bite down on a towel.
You got to bite because the people are being dumb?
I get somebody walking up to me, yeah, where's your sweet potato pie? Oh.
It bothers you that much. It really bugs you, huh?
Year in and year out? Look, it's nothing that I can't deal with. You just bite the towel and get through it, that's all. Bite the towel and get through it. Someone say, hey, where's the, can you tell me where the sweet potato fries are? I just think of myself, yeah.
You know, what are you doing?
I'm imagining, buddy.
Okay, get Frank on the line. We're going to get Frank up.
Well, hold on for a minute. Do you understand what it is I'm saying, right?
I do, Bob. I just didn't, when you made that noise, I didn't know what you were doing.
I was miming biting on a towel.
Yeah, Mr. Gray is at Rancho. No, he's over at Dugo Park.
Dugo Park. Where's that? Hey, Frank?
Frank Gray. I do it, Phil.
Are you golfing?
I'm getting a little bit of golf here, Margaret.
Well, where's what happened to Bob?
Sorry.
You know, I'm representing Bob Green.
Right here, Mr. Day. Something happened to the connection.
No, we're good.
I'm representing Bob because the problems it's had down through the years. Look at that.
What is that sound?
Somebody's buzzing the golf course. Is that, you know who that was? That's Herb Beanton. Herb Beanton, Phil, has got a helicopter, and it loves to buzz the course around here. Here, right, look at this right here. Hey, up yours, Herb. Hey, what a riot.
You guys are out golfing, and he's buzzing the course.
Yeah, look at it. Hey, Herb, if you're listening, you know what? Stick it way up there, will you? Here, who's up? I'm uphill. Hold on for a minute, Phil. That's a piece of shit.
Okay, Frank, we haven't got all the time in the world.
Okay, so anyway, I'm representing Bob Green.
Let me just say, Mr. Gray, all I'm saying, Phil, is that I want to make sure that as we roll out another Fresh or Frozen weekend where people look at Bob Green and think I'm some kind of a dim bulb, you know, and I'm already going through a holiday weekend where I'm crouching in a closet. Is that it?
Yeah, look at that. There it goes. Beanton, you are... Beanton, somebody should shoot that plane. That was Beanton.
Okay.
Yeah, that was Beanton. Sorry, Bob, but it flew over. All right. Boy, I got to get used to him saying it.
Yeah.
So...
what did I say?
Nothing. So here's the thing. I feel that I have a right to, while we can laugh at Bob Green, I've got a new business, Phil. Bob Green's Meats and Greens.
That was the thing. It's got a new business, and I told it that it...
Hold on, Frank. Let Bob roll this out.
Let me do it, Frank. Hold on.
Right. I'm just trying to tell you what it told me. And
No, I understand.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Yeah, I'm up, yeah. It's a beautiful day out here, Phil.
Great.
See, he keeps calling me it, if that...
Well, yeah, that's the problem. He's got that problem, Bob.
Yeah, no, I know that, but...
Wait, there goes Beaton again. Hey, Beaton. You know what? If I had a rocket launcher, oh, God, how I want a shoulder-mounted rocket.
That's a friend of yours in his helicopter?
Yeah, and it's flying over. God, how I hate it. I'm saying I hate it. I've been friends with Herb Beanton for a long time. I just say that I hate it, but, I met it.
And okay, that's nice, Frank. So,
all right, here comes Beaton again. Look at it. Hey, right there. You know what we ought to do when it flies over? Hey, Charlie, next time it flies over, let's pull our pants down and just go, hey, hey. We're going to BA it when it comes by, Phil.
That's nice.
Look, Frank, if you'd rather BA some guy in a helicopter, oh, my God.
Oh, I'm here for you, Bob. Go ahead.
So what I'm saying, Phil, is that every Thanksgiving when you roll out Fresh or Frozen,
Hold on. Let me just pull my pants down. You ready, Charlie? 1, 2, 3. BA. No, it's not there yet.
You know, I might as well hang up.
No. Hey, Frank, pay attention to what we're doing here and not the helicopter.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Frank, this is a man's career, all right? And you've been hired to represent him to make sure that his reputation isn't trashed.
I know that. All I wanted to do... Look right here. 1, 2, 3, B-A. Wait. Oh, God damn it. Elvis Duckworth didn't get the pants down. Why can't... It couldn't get it... You got the pants down halfway, Phil, so...
All right, Frank, any more interruptions, we're hanging up.
All right, I'm sorry. What I'm trying to tell for the 9 millionth time, Frank, is that I hired you to make sure that if my reputation is diminished further down... You know, we talk about being made... Maybe you can express it, and I can follow up. Basically, this is to protect a reputation. We're falling on state law that says, to wit, no one is entitled to diminish a man's reputation below the level of human being. When you make, just as an example, when you make, pull your pants up, I'm not doing that no more. When you make fun of a man, when you call a man a monkey, you keep saying, hey, look at that, here comes it, you know, let's make a chimp out of it on Thanksgiving. That is bad enough. That's bad. We're not saying that you make a monkey out of Bob Green, but we are saying you diminish it just below the line of it being a human. Now it's not an ape, but it's walking around. It's not human either. That's what you did.
That's what I did.
Well, that's what the show did. This
hour that Bob Green did, Frank, was an hour on Phil's radio show where the callers were reacting to his decisions.
Oh, no, I know that. And I understand that. I heard the hour. But what happened was, after it did that, then Mr. Henry took that hour and said, well, wouldn't this be a lot of fun? Pull your pants up. I'm like, all right, one more BA. Hey. I hope that's okay, Mr.
Okay, I'm...
All right, hold on again.
This cat...
Phil, that's my husband, Frank. He's an accomplished attorney. He's not some cat.
All right, well, I'm trying to talk to him.
Yeah, Mr. Gray? And he's Mr. Green there? Yeah.
Of course I BA people. Give me the phone. Give me the phone, for God. Frank, are you there?
I'm right. What happened?
But Mr. Green?
Mr. Henry, I can certainly do this on somebody else's show if this is the way that I'm going to be treated. As Mr. Gray said...
Hold on.
Wait a minute. As Mr. Gray said, it isn't that you have made me look like an ape, but you've made me look like something less human, but higher developed than an ape. So I'm between ape and human.
And I did that.
By playing back this hour, are you going to pull your pants down again?
Well, I dipped my pants, Mr. Adair. But
he pulled them halfway. You understand what I'm saying?
No, sir, I do not understand. You're saying that we make fun of you with the fresh or frozen hour to the point where you are not, we don't make a monkey out of you, but you're not human anymore.
Yes. Here's Frank Gray.
All right, so Mr. Henry, what's happened? Because I got a bet with these guys. Here, look at, I'm just going to do a quick dip of my pants. Boom, yeah, pull them up.
What are you doing, Frank?
I pulled my pants halfway down my butt.
Mr. Henry, if you're laughing, I will hang this phone up.
No, sir, I'm not, I swear to God.
What I said to it was that, Bob, you have a reputation in a brand new store. You have every right to protect your reputation. And when Mr. Henry replays the Fresher Frozen Hour, Fresher Frozen Hour, what the effect of that is it makes you look not like a human anymore. You look like someone that needs a leash and is not allowed to vote, but you're not, okay, hold on, I gotta dip it.
Whee!
Knock it off, Frank.
I just pulled it down the butt.
What, you got a bet going on?
Yeah, okay. All right, pay up. All right, that's the end of the bet, okay?
Because I'm ready to hang the phone up.
No, hold on. So what happened was that you're playing this, Mr. Henry, made Mr. Green not sound like a monkey, but it does sound like, it makes it sound like it needs a leash and it needs to be fed a banana, okay?
That's why I hired Mr. Gray. He had a very interesting legal concept, which was you can slander and libel a man simply by making him appear to be less human and more of, and we didn't say monkey, but more of just like...
An animal.
Yeah, well, we're all animals.
Well, all right, more than just, he's not a man anymore.
I'm not a man anymore, but I'm not an ape either. I need a leash. I don't know.
This is all because of this Fresh or Frozen. We don't have to play the hour.
No, I want you to play the hour. It's obviously... That's what I told it. I said, why don't you tell Henry not to play it no more, and Green would have none of it. It had none of it.
I didn't want to do that because it's good promotion for the grocery store, especially now that we have Bob Green's Meats and Greens.
Okay, I'm hearing this helicopter going overhead. Is this guy...
I thought you didn't want to tell. That's Herb Beaton, and Herb is buzzing because we're all playing golf out here, okay? And it's buzzing the course because it thinks it's a real riot. That's why I said, Duckworth, let's go ahead and do the BA. We can do, you know, what do you think, Duckworth? We just wanted to do a limited run of BAs and pull it out the you know.
My God, you believe my husband's an attorney.
Oh, okay, so I'm not allowed. Here, look at this. All right, let's do it. Sausage Expo. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Sausage Expo. Yeah, missed it.
Am I to understand you're pulling your penises out?
I'm not going to comment. Duckworth, hey, give me a gimlet. So, Phil, what we're saying here...
All right, so I get it. So you are there to represent him in case somehow he's perceived to be less human and more monkey-like.
I didn't use the word monkey, and I advised my client, Mr. Green, not to use the word monkey. And it has agreed it won't use it.
We're talking to Frank Gray, who's on a golf course someplace, Dugo Lane or something.
Dugo Hills.
All right, Dugo Hills. And then we also have on the line Bob Green.
God, do you sound depressed. You know,
you, Mr. Henry, you sound like you have Bob Green. You don't sound like your usual, you know, up for it.
You know, I'm listening to you guys be...
Hey, this is what I told you. It'll laugh. God, it laughs.
I understand, but I don't blame Mr. Henry from that standpoint because it's all been about you monkeys. Yes, and I did say monkey.
Hold on for a minute.
I said monkey.
I'm defending you, Mr. Green, against being called that very thing. That we will not allow the perception of you to drop below something that needs a leash.
So what, man? I mean, what does that even mean?
What it means is you are not... no one can monkey you up. You need a leash, and you probably need a banana.
I need a banana. So what animal is that?
You're not an animal.
Hey, Frank, Phil Henry.
Who are you? I'm just joking. I know who you are.
Yeah. Frank, that's all well and good. Thank you very much for that commentary. I think what we're trying to establish right now is that you have your mind on this interview. Mr. Green is there. He deserves your full attention. You're saying things about how Bob Green will not be... You're not going to let him be... Look...
I'm not going to let Bob Green... I won't let it look like it's something that needs a water bowl and a leash.
Like a dog.
I didn't say a dog, because it's just below the level of a human.
All right, nobody knows what you're talking about, Frank. What do you think of that?
Hey, I'm an attorney called before... How dare you say that? Hold on for a minute. Sausage Expo.
All right, Frank, as long as you're pulling your penis out and showing it to helicopters.
and you think this is fine. Mr. Gray, I ought to fire you for the things you've done to me today.
Look, I'll tell you this easy, Green, or you can take it the hard way. When I came into your life, I gave you a protection against Henry trying to feed you bananas, make you drink out of a water bowl, and have a litter box.
Okay.
All right, that's what I'm trying to protect against.
I don't think any of that stuff's happening. I think when we play the Fresh or Frozen Hour, Bob, everybody laughs along with you.
I look like someone who's just covered up as you know what in a litter box. Hello?
Yes, I'm right here. All right, so we're looking forward to hearing Fresh or Frozen. I don't think... How do you know that these things are happening?
Well, hold on, let me do it, okay. First of all, Phil, when it Mr. Green first contacted me and told me that it had people walking past it at the grocery store the day after the Fresh or Frozen show would air, and they looked at it like it was, but just as Green said, like it just climbed out of a litter box, and it came out of the litter box having to scale the sides of it. In other words, it was so stupid and so small, it scaled out of the litter box while I was going up El Capitan, see? See what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
Well,
in other words, we will not allow my reputation to get dragged through the mud by you and your...
Well, all right, give me the phone.
But
give Frank, yes, this is Margaret. What are you trying to do? That was the dumbest. That's the dumbest interview I've ever heard, Phil. You're BAing. You're pulling it out. And where's Mr. Green? Bob, hi. I'm going to let Frank go. I'm going to... No. Here. What if... Just talk to Bob Green.
All right. Bob Green there? All right. Bob Green. Hold on for a minute.
He walked away. Mr. Green?
Hi, Bob Green.
Okay, Bob. I'm sorry about that. And I know you got angry.
No, I'm sorry. I lost my temper.
But we've told Mr. Gray... We've told Frank Gray to just back off. Okay?
From BA.
I don't care, Frank. Go BA anybody you want, Frank.
Mind your mom's house.
In conclusion, I just want to say, I think Frank's a great attorney. I think having him on after he's had about 5 drinks is not a great idea.
I had no idea he'd been drinking.
Well, he's at the golf course, Phil.
I don't know. I mean, come on. I don't know.
Phil, the man is out golfing. He's got Herb Beaton flying over him in a helicopter. Why wouldn't he pull his pants down?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, look who's weighing in.
Yeah, where you been, General?
I was taking a leak, everybody. Calm down.
No, let me just say, Mr. Henry, so I can let you go. I will be listening very carefully to this Fresh or Frozen, and I'll be reading social media after it airs. If I feel that I've been made to look like something that needs to have its temperature taken rectally, you know, I'm going to be...
Robert Green, let's give him a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's give him a big hand.
Way to do it, Bob. Good one, Bob.
Because I can't stand listening to any more of this bullshit. Although I did want to talk to him about taking over the X account, but I guess the General...
Yeah, I guess I'll have to do, huh?
Well, I mean, first of all, let's take a break. We'll come back and General Shaw will tell us about bailing on X. A lot of people are. And that Robert Green from Fraser Foods, or excuse me, Robert Green from Bob Green's Meats and Greens.
Hey, this is why he wanted the account. He needs to get to have a social media presence to get the name of his company out there.
Got it. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Hi, this is Roy Huggins. I'm the next door neighbor of Steve Bozell, and I want to encourage you all to get a backstage pass, a subscription to the Phil Henry Show website. I had no idea that this was even a thing, and Steve played some of the material from the website for me, and I laughed and laughed and laughed. And in fact, he has on the website the very famous, they tell me, time when I told Steve, you know, what do? You KY jelly for New Year's Eve? You're a sick, sick man.
This is Steve Bozell. Thanks, Roy.
You're welcome.
And get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. 60,000 hours of great radio and digital content and everything else.
And the greatest value?
The greatest value online other than porn.
World-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California this day before Thanksgiving in the USA.
Yeah!
All right, so General Shaw is with us, and I remember when you first got on X, General, you had a competition.
Yeah, I forget who it was with. It was between me and maybe it was Jay Santos, and the first guy to make 1,000 followers, the other guy had to, mow his lawn or something?
Yeah, you lost, didn't you?
Yeah, I guess Jay Santos got to 1,000.
Well, that's what I remember.
All right.
Talk about making a guy feel like he needs his temperature taken rectally.
What's so bad about that?
It's just that every time I turn around, you know, somebody around here, this show, Phil, you're always looking to put somebody down.
No, I'm not, man. You know what happens on this show? People put themselves down. That's what happens.
Oh, okay, Dr. Phil. That's, we're getting into the, you know, the psychology of it.
That's not Dr. Phil.
Well, whatever.
No, I'm not trying to get into the psychology of it. That's what happens. People self-own, as they say these days. So, all right, tell me about it. Tell me about how this all came about.
Well, I just got tired of it. You know, it's the atmosphere over there is, as people have said, is toxic. Everybody's a pain in the ass. Everyone's upset about something.
Yeah, but you were doing the same stuff.
Yeah, I did the same stuff because that's what people expected.
So you were getting really heavy politically, huh?
Yeah. And then I'd try to be funny, like I was doing the whole thing about the no cops.
You claim there were no police out on the highways during COVID.
That's there, and there weren't.
I got to agree with the general there.
You're serious.
Well, did you see any?
I got to agree with the general there. During COVID, cops, at least in California, cops disappeared when it came to traffic enforcement. I don't know about anything else. And I'm sure that if I, you know, I put the call out, we get a million people calling us up and saying, hey, I got a ticket.
Well, I'd love to know who got tickets, because I went every day from my home in Palos Verdes Estates to the studios here, okay, which is a good, easy 60 miles, if and maybe more. I did an average of 90 miles an hour.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, that's got to be bull. It's got to be the biggest load of bull that has ever been flushed.
Oh, is that right? I'm telling you right now.
Right, well, I believe you. I mean, what's not to believe? I used to see people during COVID on the freeways, still do, as a matter of fact, doing ungodly speeds, man. And finally, I saw a CHP, I think it might have been Ventura County Sheriff, pulling a guy over. This guy was so stupid. He sailed right by this cop at an excessive rate of speed. And you kind of looked at the cop thinking, well, there he is. Go ahead. And this guy, I like what the cop did. He got going. Then he swung in behind a couple of cars.
What, he was hiding from him?
Yeah, he was kind of hiding, kind of, you know, doing a...
Oh, he was doing the peekaboo.
Is that what it's called?
Yes, that's Frank's, because Frank knows a few cops there. It's called the peekaboo ICU. And right when they get to ICU, they pull you over.
What do you mean, right when they get...
What they do is they go peekaboo, and then they speed up ICU.
What?
Oh, why don't you guys blow it out your...
All right, so anyway, that was... General, that was you. So as we get further into the conversation here about X, so you're gone. Bob Green's on there.
Yeah, I call you. First of all, I asked you if you wanted the account back. You said no. Then I called up Bob Green because I knew that he had this new Bob Green's Meats and Greens.
Don't you want to get Mr. Green to talk about this?
Yeah, if he can stay on subject. I don't want to talk about the whole thing with Frank. And we don't need to talk to Frank.
I told Frank he's done for the night.
Okay.
Yeah, Bob Green. Bob Green, please. Bob Green. Bob Green's meats and greens. Uh-huh. Is this Bob Green's meats and greens? Can I speak with Bob Green, please? Bud Dickman.
Give me the phone, will you, Bud, for crying out loud. Is Bob there?
Yeah, I'm right here. I've been talking to him for the last 30 seconds.
What are you doing, Bud?
I'm just messing around.
Anyway, Bob, we wanted to talk to you about the X account that you've taken. We're all done talking about the fresh or frozen.
Thank God for that. Thank God for that. I mean, I like Frank Grape.
You sound really upset.
Are you all right, Bob?
No, I'm not. This is going to be hard enough biting down on a towel.
Is it really like... So in other words, being a grocer at Thanksgiving is like having to bite a towel.
Yes. You have to just get out a towel, look at, smile at everybody, go, okay, see ya, and go, hey. Okay. If this is going to be a laugh festival...
No, I swear to God. Let's get off that and talk about X. So, Bob, you got to admit, it's pretty funny imagining a grocer having to bite a towel during Thanksgiving.
Well, that's it. 90% of us that work retail in the grocery business, we have to walk around biting our lips. We have to walk around clenching our teeth. We've got to walk around, and just as we want to say, yeah, I didn't say it. But just as we want to say, we go, funny that you should say that, the ice is over there in the freezer. Thank you, Mrs. Brown, or whatever the hell it's.
Okay. Bob, you have a new X account. It's called Bob Green. It's actually called Meats and Greens.
Yeah, we're at Twitter. What is it, X.com? I don't even know what the...
Yeah, you have to look that up, man. I think the new handle, your new handle is at the Meat and the Green, right?
No, it's not at the Meat. It's at Meats and Greens.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, yeah, there is www.x.com/meatsandgreens.
And there was Bob. I just saw your face for a minute, Bob. I got to log in, but at least it got me over to your URL.
Yeah, so that's our new account, Meats and Greens. I'm Bob Green, and you'll see one of our trucks. Our trucks, we're very proud of our delivery trucks. We're bringing the meat in, and we're also taking the meat out. As you know, we deliver to Ted's of Beverly Hills.
You might watch the whole, you know, delivering meat thing.
Okay, fine. I'm not going to do it. But we have a truck that says, yeah, on the set says, Bob Green's Meats and Greens, yeah. And we have it there on our Twitter, on our X account.
All right, let me look and see here. It's funny, Ted Bell's profile came up.
Isn't that nice?
Okay. Bob Green says here, I was the chief executive officer of Fraser Foods for 30 years, and today I've rebranded our Anaheim store as the wholly owned by me, Bob Green's Meats and Greens.
That's it. And we're open for business on X. You're happy to welcome to comment on things. Here's my tweet today. It's Thanksgiving time, and that means another Phil Henry replay of Bob Green's Fresh or Frozen. Thawed out a bunch of frozen turkeys and called them fresh. And I'm sorry, Phil, to put it this way, I've taken a nonstop jailhouse pounding ever since. Okay, so...
Come on, Bob.
No, that's what I said. A nonstop jailhouse pounding because of that.
That's ridiculous, and you know it.
Well, I might have exaggerated, but you see, you gotta say things that are kind of shocking to get people to respond.
Bob, you know something? What you ought to do on Thanksgiving is just shut up.
Oh, my God. Did you hear what she said?
Hey, Bob.
Did you hear what she said?
I did hear what she said.
Oh, man, I take a nonstop jailhouse pounding.
Thank you, because if you hadn't hung up on him, I was getting up and walking out. Well, Margaret, your husband Frank isn't any good deal either.
What does that mean?
I mean the whole, it and the, pulling it out while they helicopter. Anyway, thank you very much, folks.
All right, I admit that was bad. He was pulling it out and pulling his pants down as the helicopter went overhead.
I got it already. Thank you very much, folks. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Were you guys...
We're having Thanksgiving at home. Thank you very much. We're bringing in Frank's sister, Nita. She's got a new boyfriend or something. And now I heard... Oh, I better not say. Well, yes, she did. She got ass implants. So
this is Frank's sister?
Yes. So that'll be a lot of fun. And that's Frank's sister, Nita. And, my brother and his wife, the nephews will be there, too.
All right. Well, have a good Thanksgiving. Bud, how about you?
Yeah, me and Vivianne are going to go over to her mom and dad's house.
All right, cool. And General?
A very nice, quiet Thanksgiving at home. Me, Patsy, and three dogs.
All right. Have a happy Thanksgiving, guys. Tomorrow, it's Fresh or Frozen right here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry, me, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. You can join us all on X. Bud, you're over there, right?
Yeah, I'm the Bud Dickman.
I'm Margaret Gray.
And, General, you're not there anymore. There's a bunch of people over there, man.